Brendan Sonny, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, is here. Just in time, because I was running out of things to say with regards to the game summary from tonight. So thank you for doing that and rescuing me a little bit.
No problem.
Congratulations. Nice victory tonight, 4-0. Pretty complete game on your team's part, I thought.
Yeah, in general. For the first 30 minutes, it was a very nice response. I'm sure you guys see it. We see it. The players see it. We get into this mode of kind of cheating and three guys on the offensive side of the puck and taking these routes that are they're just not the right way to play. They're hoping for offense. So that can't be a habit in our game. And I saw it not as bad as the second period on Wednesday, and definitely a better first 30 minutes. But we got to make sure that doesn't become a habit.
Habits, that's a big thing with you, and it was a big thing with Mitch Love, your predecessor. But you're dealing with kids age 16 to 20. Take yourself back to when you were 16 to 20. You got a lead, and suddenly you think to yourself, boy, this is going pretty well. Maybe this is going to be rack-up points night, and everybody's going to get points tonight, and that's the way it sort of goes. How do you get that mindset out of people?
Well, if you look at my stat sheet, Les, you'll notice that I didn't have any points. The only points that I always cared about was the two.
Yeah.
And when guys get in that, oh, it's points night mode, you just got to remind them, oh, it's 2 points night. And if you play the right way, you'll actually get more offense. Mm-hmm. You'll draw more penalties. You'll get on the power plays because you're doing it right and you're working. The cheating and the offensive side of the puck stuff doesn't result in more offense. I mean, we did it on Wednesday. How did it look?
No, it didn't look good in the second period at all, no.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it wasn't as bad tonight as it was Wednesday. You found a way to persevere and preserve a pretty significant milestone in the history of the Saskatoon Blades because Nolan Meyer with the victory, 10 shutouts, is a career franchise record, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that till about 5 minutes ago. So, yeah happy for him. That's a cool milestone. More to come, hopefully. We want to get those wins going, so good on Nolan.
Yeah. You got the offense early, though. Like you say, your opening 30 minutes were really good, and it's nice to see, again, other people chipping in. Yeah, Robbins gets 3 assists. You're expecting that. Krinkovic's only get goals. But Trevor Wong connecting. Yegor Sidorov, we talked about him last postgame show, improving all the time, being able to finally get rewarded with a goal. That's got to be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you need the balance. Now, with we dressed 7 and 11 today.
Yeah.
And we lost 2D, so we were really fortunate we did the 7-11 because then we went down to 5 on the back end. So those guys down the middle, they logged a lot of minutes, and it was pretty impressive, especially, 16-year-old Volotovsky, like, that's pretty impressive. I don't know what his numbers would be, but he's in the 18-19-minute mark, and Wonger, kind of the same deal. Like, he's looking at 25 minutes, and they did a really good job. So fortunately, we get Weens back for tomorrow, so now we're complete down the middle.
Yeah. Reinhardt, I guess, was one of those two guys that went down again. He had a lower body injury, we were told. It wasn't all that terribly major, but obviously those are the sorts of things that can reoccur, and you have to be mindful of that with a valuable guy like that when you have a lead like this.
Sure. I haven't talked to the medical staff yet, so I don't know exactly what's up. I just, when you're in the game, you just, hey, you don't have this guy, and so that's all I know right now. So we're going to reevaluate here as I get back downstairs.
What was the thinking behind 7 and 11 tonight, 7 defensemen and 11 forwards?
We're pretty happy with our back end.
Yeah.
We think that we have 8 guys that can play, and it's really tough when you're in and out and in and out, so we just kind of wanted to give an opportunity to those guys to have a couple in a row. That was kind of the main thinking of it.
Okay. Well, now you got Moose Jaw tomorrow, and you're going to need 6 good defensemen tomorrow night for sure against a team that's got some firepower, especially with some of those drafted guys and guys on the back end that like to jump up and get involved.
Yeah, I just remember going in the first game and how that ended up. So, we're going to turn the page really quickly. You get about 25 minutes to enjoy it, and then it's stretch and get your food and your rest, and we got to turn the page and learn and turn. That's what we say. Learn and turn and get ready for tomorrow.
With Dave Struce, it was 20 minutes. With you, it's 25 minutes. Different amounts for different amounts, but it's pretty close
to
about the
same.
I'm
just a nice guy. You get the extra five minutes.
You are a nice guy. There's no two ways about that. Brendan, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the victory. We look forward to tomorrow night in Moose Jaw.
Thanks, Les.
Brendan Sonny, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.